T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. COVID relief bill is moving through the House. We have the story.
City of Wichita handing out federal money for rental assistance. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holiday. The normal high in Wichita this time of year is 50, and today we will be almost 20 degrees above that. Our complete forecast on the way.
House Democrats move closer to passing a nearly $2 trillion coronavirus relief measure.
The $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, backed by the White House, cleared the House Budget Committee on a 19-16 vote with no Republican support.
This February, an American has died of COVID every 32 seconds. So while debate is important, we also need to get on with it.
Committee Chairman Democrat John Yarmuth opened the hearing the day the U.S. marked 500,000 coronavirus deaths. Republicans say the spending package is loaded with partisan pork unrelated to the pandemic response. The Democratic-controlled House is expected to vote on the measure this week. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Wichita police are investigating a reported attack that sent a 16-year-old girl to a hospital with serious injuries early Sunday. It happened in the 1400 block of North Bluff. Officers were dispatched to a local hospital for a walk-in assault report. They made contact with a teen who had injuries to her body, though through their investigation, officers learned that she suffered those injuries during an altercation at a party in northeast Wichita. Witnesses say the teen was attacked by two females, 16-year-old taken to the hospital by a friend, and the investigation is ongoing. No arrests have been made.
The city of Wichita is beginning to hand out more than $12 million in federal pandemic relief money for rental assistance. Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News.
We're hoping to get as many Wichitans the help that they need when it comes to rental assistance, but also, more importantly, just getting people you know, where they need to be, so when we bounce back from this COVID pandemic, we can do so where people will be at, you know, have their strongest position going forward.
Citizens may apply for help at the city's webpage, wichita.gov. Mayor Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
A man linked to the Kansas City Metro chapter of the Proud Boys is charged with participating in the riots at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. FBI agents arrested Ryan Ashlock of Gardner, Kansas, Monday morning without incident. A federal authorities allege in an affidavit that he was with several members of the Proud Boys who are already charged in the attack. The affidavit says Ashlock conspired with other Proud Boys members and knocked down metal barricades between police officers and protesters outside the Capitol. The FBI says Ashlock separated from the group when he was hit with pepper spray, and it was unclear if he went inside the Capitol.
President Biden marking a tragic milestone. A 500,000 Americans lost to COVID-19.
The president remembered those who have died of COVID in the past year. Too many to name, but
there are people we knew. There are people we feel like we knew.
President Biden said beating this deadly virus is America's number one goal, and he reiterated that it will be the memory of those we lost that will drive us.
This is what I know. They're never truly gone. They'll always be part of your heart.
The president, first lady, vice president, and second gentleman observed a moment of silence for those we lost. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Big road game tonight in men's basketball for Kansas. It's a top 20 matchup, and we'll preview that coming up in sports.
The Arkansas Senate has approved a measure banning nearly all abortions in that state. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Heard the good news about COVID-19 vaccines? They're here, but you can do more than wait for your turn. Here's how. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with. And it's risky to be indoors with them, too. And masks? Well, they protect both the person wearing them and the folks around them. Wear a mask, watch your distance, and make a big difference now.
Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
So much is happening, but who can you trust? You need to check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing news channel in America. Watch it on all major cable systems and see shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsay Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're giving you the real story on Biden and Pelosi. So download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone now or watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, and more. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now. 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. The Arkansas Senate has approved a measure banning nearly all abortions in the state, despite objections to it not allowing the procedure for victims of rape or incest. The majority Republican Senate Monday approved the ban on a 27-7 vote, sending it to the majority GOP House. Arkansas is one of 13 states where outright abortion bans have been proposed this year.
President Biden's nomination of Neera Tanden to lead the White House Office of Management and Budget may be in trouble as her social media history comes under scrutiny. Some Republican senators say they would vote against confirming her, as well as one Democrat. Fox's Chad Pergram reports.
Tanden deleted 1,000 tweets shortly after President Biden won last fall. Tanden called GOP Maine Senator Susan Collins the worst. Former GOP Arizona Senator Jeff Flake was criminally ignorant. Tanden didn't just target Republicans. Tanden tweeted that, quote, Russia did a lot more to help Bernie than the DNC's random internal emails did to help Hillary. Susan Collins is now a no. The Maine Republican says Tanden's decision to delete so many tweets raises concerns about her commitment to transparency. Tanden's Twitter tantrums were also too much for Democratic West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, who's also a no.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki sending out a tweet yesterday backing Tanden, saying, quote, continuing to work toward her confirmation.
A third drug maker says it's going to be able to produce millions of vaccine doses soon if it gets the go-ahead from federal regulators.
Johnson & Johnson says it's going to be able to get 20 million doses of its COVID vaccine out into the U.S. by the end of March if it gets emergency use authorization. The company put that number out in its written testimony ahead of a hearing Tuesday before the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Johnson & Johnson's vaccine is still being reviewed, and a decision on emergency use is expected by the end of the week. Its vaccine requires just a single dose, unlike those produced by Moderna and Pfizer. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
A call for automaker Jeep to put the brakes on using the model name Cherokee.
That call from Chuck Hoskin Jr., the chief of the Oklahoma-based tribe. He says, like sports teams, corporations should stop using Native American names, images, and mascots for their products. Hoskin says having the Cherokee name plastered on the side of a car does not honor the tribe. But a spokeswoman for Jeep's parent company says the vehicle name was carefully selected and nurtured over the years to honor and celebrate Native American people for their nobility, prowess, and pride. Hoskin says the best way to honor the Cherokee tribe is to learn more about their history. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic accident northbound, I-135, right around Hydraulic there in South Wichita. So watch for a slowdown in that area. We've also got the report of a traffic incident on the Kansas Turnpike. It's affecting the northbound lanes just north of Wellington if you're headed towards Wichita there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clear start to the day here across south central Kansas, it is going to be sunny and breezy. Warmer this afternoon. We may get to 68 for the high. The strong cold front is moving our way from the northwest. That'll move through after midnight. Our low 36.
partly cloudy, breezy, and much cooler Wednesday with a high 49. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holiday.
Now partly cloudy, 33 degrees, and we have an east wind at 5 miles per hour. 98.7 at 1330 KNSS, Steve and Ted in the morning on this Tuesday morning, February 23rd, 2021. On this date in 1998, 42 people were killed and some 2,600 homes and businesses damaged or destroyed by tornadoes in central Florida. That was in 1998, an outbreak of tornadoes in central Florida. By the way, KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and at noon on Sunday, with socially distanced seating, carryout, and to-go available. Menu available at monarchwichita.com. Steve and Ted in the morning here on this Tuesday morning again, and just taking a look at the county's numbers, their report that they do, Sedgwick County, that is, and it looks like Kansas, you've got the Kansas death total there from the COVID, and it's 4,643. And the deaths in Sedgwick County are at 483 now since all this began, what, a year ago, a little more than a year ago, Ted? Sedgwick County has recorded 44,321 cases of COVID-19. And as far as total doses of the vaccine, we're up to almost 38,000 for Sedgwick County, which is, what, one person out of 10, something like that?
Yeah, about 10, around 10% mark.
Yeah.
I just went online a few minutes ago for first dose. No times available this week.
Hmm. And Mike was saying we might have some doses coming in. Well, it's hit or miss. I mean, and you're trying to for your mom, and I got mine scheduled. Shelly scheduled mine for me. That'll be Friday afternoon. I'm going to have mine done. So, well, report back on to you on what the experience is like. Well, at least we're thankful that you're back in almost 100%. You said 99.5% or something, and doing well. So, with your battle of COVID, and I'm glad to hear that Dick Honeyman and Bonnie Bing are doing better. There are some good stories. People have had the virus, and some of them had it a little bit. Some of them have it a lot.
It gets pretty bad.
It's just been a complete year of not knowing, of frightening. No, we just don't know the answers. And so, as we go on having these vaccinations done, I'm thinking that we may get a top on this thing and get it under control.
That would be great news.
A couple of birthdays today. A couple of friends of ours having birthday. Marty Johnson's having a birthday today.
Ah.
Of course, Marty Johnson's Garden Center. And I think his dad started that, or maybe his grandfather, years and years ago. And Marty, he was in the family business, and he knows his flowers and his grass. And his son's doing a great job, too. Marty Johnson, of course, with Johnson's Garden Center. He's going to be starting to get kind of active here in the next few weeks.
Oh, you bet.
It's springtime.
Of course, and he did ahead. For several years, did a weekly radio show on KNSS.
Oh, yeah, we had him on Saturday mornings for years. Bob Waldershide having a birthday today. Bob's was in the advertising agency business for years and
local
years.
Local legend.
Yeah, so Bob's having a birthday today. 8:15
I'll watch King Kung Fu tonight in his honor.
Yeah, here you go. 8:15, Steve and Ted, and the United States, of course, hitting that terrible milestone yesterday. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown with us this morning. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning. How are you?
We're fine, except, you know, you look at that number of 500,000, and I guess it's almost, or is it more than the death toll from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam combined? Is that true?
It is, yes. I think that's why it's such a staggering number for so many people. This is the cumulative number since, you know, the pandemic began and the first American cases were discovered and deaths occurred last year. So what I think, you know, certainly we want to remember everyone who's died and attribute the appropriate solemnity for that. But we want to also recognize that 500,000 people did not die in a single day. And in fact, our single day numbers have been coming down significantly over the past few weeks, especially in Florida from where I'm speaking. So I guess the Super Bowl 2 weeks ago didn't have much of an impact. And I suspect the Daytona 500 and the Daytona race yesterday probably won't have as much of an effect either. But it's a staggering number for sure. And Just a reminder that that this disease came and it was very powerful and affected certain people, especially if they have pre-existing conditions and are elderly. So, you know, it affected the most vulnerable for sure. But we also have vaccines that are working especially well. The Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are working very, very well. Pfizer, if you remember, both of them, both Pfizer and Moderna showed a 95% effectiveness in their clinical trials. In some real-world studies being done right now with the distribution in Israel, the Pfizer vaccine is still showing a 90% effectiveness. And that's fantastic for a brand-new vaccine like that.
Right.
And so, you know, I would say that by hearing the number 500,000, it's certainly daunting. But there seems to be hope on the horizon here that we might be able to get this under control. I don't believe, I hope no one thinks, is out there thinking that there will be a magic bullet to make it go away. What we want, and that's not even what the vaccines are intended to do. The vaccines are intended for to prevent you from getting so sick that you become deathly ill. You will likely still get the virus, you'll contract it. You just might not get symptoms, or they might just be very mild, that it's not much of an inconvenience to you. But what the vaccines are good for is making sure that your infection doesn't turn into deathly illness, which would require you to be hospitalized, like in an ICU, and put your life at risk.
All right. Okay, well, thanks for being with us this morning. Thanks for your reporting. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, as we pass the milestone of 500,000 Americans dying from the COVID virus. Coming up on 8:19, Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Tuesday morning, and it's time for sports with Ted Woodward and talking about Shocker basketball and baseball this morning. Ted?
Yeah, we got one more changes coming for the Wichita State men's basketball schedule, and it's not good news. The Shockers keep trying to play SMU, and the game keeps being postponed. Let's get the word from play-by-play voice of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy, last night as he was talking with Shocker head coach Isaac Brown on the weekly coaches show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
It was announced by the conference that SMU is not going to play either game. So there will be no Wichita State-SMU matchups because SMU has had further negative testing or something. It's the interruption of activities. The way they put it, they're very careful about what they say about COVID because of privacy issues. So crazy situation, and it could be potentially now 2 weeks between games, even though your team has stayed healthy.
That's COVID. You know, these young kids are out there on the front line, and sometimes that happens. It's disappointing. I wish we could play them, but we're not able to. So I just talked to the guys today about don't get down when you can't play teams. Just come into practice and control what you can control and continue to get better because you got an opportunity to win a championship.
So there will be no home game at Koch Arena for the Shockers against SMU on Thursday. Those games have been postponed again by the conference. The Shockers have now had 9 conference games postponed this season, and that's because of COVID protocols for the other team, not for the Shockers.
Yeah.
So the Shockers have been pretty much able to stay out of it during conference play, but other schools are having problems. We do have men's basketball action tonight in the Big 12. It's a top 20 matchup. 17th-ranked Kansas visiting 14th-ranked Texas tonight in Austin. Now, these teams met way back on January 2nd in Lawrence, and Texas won that game by 25 points. The Jayhawks, their only home loss this year.
Revenge.
So you think KU's been simmering about that for seven weeks now? KU is on a 5-game winning streak, although the Jayhawks are a 2.5-point underdog going into Austin tonight. Live pregame coverage on the Jayhawks radio network at 6:30. The game will tip off at 8 o'clock tonight. You can listen to the KU game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. It's senior night for Kansas State, final home game of the season in Manhattan for the Wildcats, and they have to take on 7th-ranked Oklahoma, a team that has won 8 of its last 9 games. That'll tip off at 8 o'clock tonight in Manhattan, nationally televised on ESPN2. K-State has lost 15 straight against ranked opponents. They've got to take on the 7th-ranked team in the nation here. It is senior night, as K-State will honor its lone senior on the roster, Mike McGurl. The national rankings in college men's basketball coming out yesterday.
Gonzaga and Baylor remain unbeaten and remain the top two in the Associated Press men's basketball poll released on Monday. The Bulldogs with 61st place votes, the Bears taking the remaining four. The Big Ten rounding out the top five yet again with Michigan, Ohio State, and Illinois third through fifth. While the top five stayed unchanged, the remainder of the rankings were completely shuffled around, with Kansas taking the big leap up the poll six spots to 17th, while Virginia took a hefty tumble down eight seeds to 15th. Despite the shakeup among ranks 6 through 25, no newcomers to the poll this week. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
As you heard there, Kansas ranked as high as 17th in the Associated Press poll. Wichita State is now getting votes in both polls. The Shockers are as high as 36th in vote totals in the Associated Press poll. College baseball yesterday at X Stadium. Wichita State falls to 17th ranked Oklahoma State 14-6 as the Shockers drop both games to begin the season against the nationally ranked Cowboys. And we have hockey action tonight for the first-place Wichita Thunder on the road, visiting the Kansas City Mavericks at 7 o'clock tonight. This wraps up a long stretch in which the Thunder has played 8 of its last 10 on the road. After tonight, they finally get to play on home ice a little bit coming up in the next few weeks. Wichita Thunder in first place atop the conference standings. They've won 6 of their last 8.
How about
that? Sports with Steve and Ted.
Great. 8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. More bad news for working Americans? That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.